Hello, Taylor County. I'm Alex Renneman with Unleashed Tiger, and I'm here with Terry Austin, who's running for County Commission from the Eastern District. Terry, thanks for coming on the program.
Hey, great. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. Let's start a little bit about your background and what led you to ultimately running for the Taylor County Commission.
Okay. Before we get started, I really want to thank you all and your crew for hosting this and getting this on, because I tell you, this has been, through my campaign and for the last years, it's been one of the best things that's happened to the county.
Appreciate
to inform
that.
people of the candidates that's running and get a face to face with them. It's really been helpful for them and helpful for the community.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, how it come to be was back a few years ago, 2012, when I decided to run for sheriff. I kind of like to plan things out. And of course, I planned on winning the first election, which I didn't. But I come back and I was able to be successful. And my thoughts was, after I had my 8 years as sheriff, that I would run for county commission. Has nothing to do with the guys that's in there or anything at all. It's just part of my plan. And I think I have a lot to offer the county and some of my plans for the county for the future. And that's the reason I'm here.
Okay, that makes sense. So let's talk about what, from your perspective, what are the core responsibilities of a county commission, and how might you define success if you're able to win as a role of a commissioner?
Well, the county commission, of course, is in charge of the funds that the county brings in, and to ensure that those funds are used in the proper way in the proper places. Which requires a list of priorities. You know, we really need to have that priority list of things that benefits most of the county. Water, sewer, different things like that, gas. You know, being prepared for things to break down. They do not control the other offices other than their budget. You know, the county commission does not control the assessor, the sheriff, or any of the other offices. You know, that is up to that elected official. We're there to help them in anything they need within reason, and to make sure of their success. Because anybody that gets in office, no matter whether you voted for them or not, we want them to be successful, you know, and that's important to the growth of this county. You know, I don't like everybody either, but I don't hinder their success, because that reflects back on all of us. Far as being successful and doing things for the county, and when I come into office for sheriff, I come in for different reasons, and it was to change things, and that's what we did. I've had a lot of obstacles through my terms, and we've overcome them and growed. I believe in putting 110% out. You know, if I'm going to take your money, I'm going to give you the 100%, but that extra 10% is for me. I think every politician should go into office because they want to make their community better. Not what they can take from the office, but what they can offer. So whether I win this election or not, I still encourage every politician that gets into office to exceed and go above and beyond. Do more than what the last guy did. Raise the bar, because if we keep raising the bar, then the next guy in line is going to have to meet that. And if we just keep the bar at one height, it will never grow. So we need to keep that in mind and really encourage our elected officials to succeed when they get in there.
Yeah, it makes sense. So looking at the broader thing, the broader scale, what is your long-term vision for our county?
Well, you know, we've got industry here. You know, one of our biggest things is the coal mines. We just don't want to make the same mistake we made with the railroad. The railroad was great to this county, and still is there, but it's not on the scale it was. And one of these days, the coal business, we never know what's going to happen in the coal business. It can be here today and going tomorrow. So we don't want to We want to prepare for this to happen. We should be in touch with the coal mines right now, find out what products and stuff that they need, or is there a way that a business could open up in this county that they're getting stuff shipped in here from Ohio or Indiana or someplace else that someone else could go into business. And then we encourage our business-minded people in the community to maybe reach out to the coal mine and do something for them, because we don't need stuff going out of the county. We need to do as much within the county as we can. We need to bring business in that is not even related to the coal mines. We need to reach out there and try to get businesses to come into this county. We got a lot to offer. We're not that far from the interstate. There's just different things, you know, and this might be a little bit off track, but years ago, I started an event called Frontier Fest. Had it for 17 years, and we're going to start it back up again. But I felt that when I took office as sheriff, there was a lot that had to be done that I would not have time to do a good job with Frontier Fest. So I stopped having it when I come into office. We are building another frontier town. We are bringing that back. A lot of people don't realize that. There was documented people from 32 states to Frontier Fest. We also brought in an event called the Eastern Primitive Rendezvous, which was recognized not nationwide, but worldwide. And stuff like that is out there, but you got to go after it. You got to go beyond the scope of, you know, just what you see here. You know, there are sayings out there that we need to bring into this county that's looking for a home, and we need to furnish that. You know, we have, and I want to say something here, I'm hoping this don't hurt anybody's feelings, but I like sports. I like football and baseball and basketball, everything, but we need more than just the sports. We need to, our kids that's in agriculture or shop boys and stuff, we need to enhance them, because those programs are what is going to feed the country and build the country, you know, these guys. And you got the coal mines here. There's lots of jobs that's for these young guys coming out of high school, that welders and different things that they can get up. There's no reason why they can't get a job right here and not have to leave this county. So we don't want to just look down 5 years. We need to look 30 years, because what's coming, you don't wait until it's in your backyard and then say, oh, I wish I'd have seen this coming, or I wish I'd have prepared for this. We need to prepare. We need to prepare for not just natural disasters or man-made disasters. We need economic disasters. So we just because we got a lot of money now, doesn't mean we'll always have that money. You know, I brought to the county there 2 or 3 years ago, we had money and we was having to pay to have this money at the bank. And so I come up with the idea of investing in the West Virginia investment pool, and that I wanted $10 million to invest. And I think I talked to county commission into $7 million. Well, in 20 some months, I think it was, that $7 million made us $500,000+ instead of costing us money. So then I went back to them and I got $1,000 out of two different funds, and or not $1,000, but $1 million to invest that. So we need to look at things like that to grow. County government is a business. It can be a good business or it can be a bad business. We've got to look at things to grow, because like I said, we cannot, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't put all your eggs in the coal mine, because it is great now. There's going to be aftermath after they're done that we'll have to prepare for. It's just a lot of vision. You know, you've got to have a vision, and not just, it's easy to spend money. It's hard to make it.
Yeah, that's true. So let's talk about outcomes. So that's the vision. Then what are some of those key outcomes that, if you're fortunate enough to be elected as a commissioner, would you like to point to during your tenure to say, these are the key outcomes we were able to accomplish?
Well, you know, course, again, the preparedness down the road. You know, we've got a lot of things with the water, you know, we've got, I guess, up here, up at the lake, you know, the dam, the water piping and stuff up there needed repaired, or, you know, they knew this was going to be happening eventually. Well, we waited until it's here, you know, and so we need to, that's just one example. We need to prepare for that kind of stuff. It's, you know, the meetings and stuff also with the county commission, I believe with every organization that gets government funded, that there's tax dollars involved. We owe it to the taxpayer. Know what's going on in the meetings. You know, there's people that can't make it out to these meetings. But if we can offer it to where, when they come home at night and they sit down and have their meal and can relax a little bit at 8, 9 o'clock, they can plug in on the computer and say, hey, this is what happened in the meeting. And then the next time they might be at the meeting. You know, we need to keep people informed. And I think that's a lot of times that I've heard that people will say, well, we didn't know this was happening. Well, if you'd want the meeting, you would knew it was happening, but not everybody's going to go to the meeting. So we need to go and above and beyond to get people informed. We can't just hold it against them because they don't want to travel in. They worked hard all day. When they sit down, relax at night, if they want to see what's happening in their county, how it's their money, how their money's being spent. There shouldn't be, I'm pretty much black and white. You know, there shouldn't be nothing hid. You know, there's only certain times that you can go in the executive sessions and stuff. You know, we just need to keep people informed, no dark areas, everything's out there. If I do something, then, you know, now I don't want to battle it out on Facebook or on the internet. I want you to come face to face or come to a meeting and we'll address it in the public. You know, it's, and all of them should be recorded. That way, if someone says something, it's there in black and white. It's not because somebody maybe missed it in a note in a meeting. It's they need to be recorded. The EDA, the fire department, anything. You know, that's just like, and I might be getting off track here, but you know, the fire department, it's so hard now for them to get people qualified to be firemen. The hours and stuff that they got to put in and everything. And I'm thinking, even if they would put their meetings online and get people interested, and they say, man, I didn't know that was going on there, or they get, they're involved in this or that, they create that interest of maybe somebody being a fireman, because it's not just a matter of run down there and putting a fire suit on and you're a fireman. It's more in depth than that now. And that's the same thing with any emergency squad or any of them. Get the public involved, give them the knowledge of what's going on.
Yep, makes sense. And you know, you've already touched on some of these, but we have a plethora of challenges and a plethora of opportunities in our community. And I want to cover both of those, but let's start with challenges. You know, identify maybe a significant challenge facing our county and how you plan to address it as commissioner.
Well, there's the big thing is the challenge is keeping people informed, but there's, you know, water issues again, like I said, and I was only to kind of stay away from this, but we got the homeless people, you know, and during my administration as sheriff, we've had to deal with some of these people. These are human beings. Some of them's made some mistakes. They're still human beings. And, you know, I've had, you know, hey, go over there and tear their stuff out and get rid of them. There's no reason why they can be there. And this, you got to be careful. We got to know what legally can do, what we can't do. Keeping the departments informed to where we don't end up in lawsuits. I know a lot of people say, well, you shouldn't worry about if you're going to be in a lawsuit. Well, trust me, I've been in a few. I don't want them. You know, that's you just got to be informed. We do need to take some steps there with the homeless people. And the homeless people, this is not new. You know, back when I was a police officer in the 70s, 80s, we had homeless people. It was usually more alcohol than drugs, and they didn't want nothing else other than just be free, and they lived under the buildings and stuff, and they was happy. That was their choice. People fed them. You know, they would go by people's house, people put them food and stuff out. We've gotten a little harder core, I think, to that because of the drug problem. But we've got to constantly try to get those people out of them situations. You know, I know that, you know, you don't want to spend your tax dollars, but a lot of times you can do things that doesn't cost money. And you've got church groups that has helped, tried to help these people and stuff. But you've got to change their mindset. You've got to give them hope that there is something better than sleeping on the bridge. So there's going to have to be some programs and stuff that would be addressed that would focus on that to try to help these people. To you're always going to have some.
Yeah,
you can't help everybody, but if you help one, that's important. You know, and that's where the drug problem. You know, if I am successful as a county commission, you know, I know what our department needs. When I went into office, I went in to be hard on drugs, and that's what I did. And we had a lot of drug arrests, but no matter how many arrests I've done, I've had close to 80 some felony arrests, more than any other. Well, the sheriffs in the past 50 years has not done this much, but, and I'm not bragging, but I am, but it's not the arrest that you do. It's a success of seeing people that gets out of the drug community, that gets into a job and straightens their life out. That's our reward as officers. You know, I tell my officers every meeting, we have a monthly meeting for the sheriff's department for them to complain or whatever they want to do, or if they need something, they can address it there. But I tell them all, and everybody that I hire, I never want to catch you getting pleasure out of somebody else's pain, because that's not what law enforcement there is for. We are there, yes, to enforce the law, but we also are there to try to improve our community and get people.
Makes sense. So what about on the opportunity side then? So those are some of the challenges we're up against. What about a significant or a key opportunity you see that we can take advantage of, or maybe you could take advantage of as a commissioner for the county?
Well, there's a lot of things out there that's in other locations that if we can solicit these people to come in here, you know, I tried to, I was a backup bidder on the motel. I hated to see the motel go. I thought for the development of this community, for this community to grow, that we needed to keep the motel. And I was a backup bidder on it. My vision was I was going to take 50 rooms and make them different states to where, so you'd have a Hawaii, you'd have a California, you'd have different rooms, just something different to bring people into that. And then we'd have place for people to stay. Well, it's gone now, so I got to move on. But we need to try to get stuff in back into the county that's not mine related, that will fill the void when the mines are gone. You know, we've got a beautiful state park up here that I feel that it needs to be taken a look at to draw more people into it. You know, they have the water park up there now, and they should be other things that would be related, or, you know, get the state park to make their these convention centers and stuff at other state parks. We got a beautiful lake up here. There's no reason why we don't have one, you know, to draw people into the community. They, oh, there's a whole list of things that that we need to go out there and try to bring in to make the railroad station down there. You know, it's setting. I'm not sure, you know, who actually has complete control of it. It's a beautiful building. Let's not let it just fall down. You know, our railroad was big in this community. We need to do something to that. We had a railroad heritage festival there for years. Mm-hmm. It was really good, successful. Where's it at now? We need to encourage people, these groups. You know, I was in a meeting the other night, and they said, well, that these groups and volunteers shouldn't have to go out and try to get funds for this and that. Encourage them groups to do this, to build. There's nothing wrong with individuals going above and beyond of just what their obligation is to the county forest taxes, whatever. You encourage people to want to invest in their community. You encourage them to get involved in these programs. And, you know, it's it's just because you're the tax money and stuff that you got, we need to reserve as much as we can for when days get tough.
Yep.
Go ahead.
That makes sense. I just want to, you know, we've got a couple of questions. You might even touched on these next two questions anyway, but I want to ask them to keep consistency across the elections or across the videos. But how would you, and for terms of stakeholder engagement, how would you ensure a diverse community and stakeholder voices are considered when your commissioner and decisions come across your desk?
Yeah, could you run that by me?
How would you engage community stakeholders to make sure their voices are heard and you've got input for decisions that you're going to make as a commissioner?
Well, we need to really, you know, be working with all politicians, you know, and to you know, funding as far as grants, stuff like that. We have to have a good working relationship with all of our politicians that we, if we need to try to get grants and stuff from. We need, I feel that we need to have a better relationship with our city government, that, you know, the city is in the county. And we need to be at more of their meetings. They need to be at more of our meetings. And there needs to be a better relationship there. I think a lot you say, you know, about voices being heard when you have everything out in the open, your meetings. Everything is broadcasted, that nothing's being hid. You'll get more results. You'll get more notice, you know, because I know, say, if one person comes down and complains at the county commission meeting, if that was broadcast, it's going to take and spark an interest in more people and they're saying, hey, this person's right. We need to get behind them and encourage the county commission to do this stuff. I hate to hear, and I know this is done a lot, is a county commissioner saying, well, we'll table that and we'll look at it later. That usually says no to me, you know, and I wouldn't want to do that to people. You know, if it's going to be a no, tell them no. That it can't be done. Also, you know, you've got a lot of people that comes in the media, they think that you can do certain things, but there's laws and policies and codes that says you can't. And if that's the case, you just tell them, no, this is impossible. Don't let them drag it out to where they think that they're going to get something and they're not. So just be honest up front. Whether it hurts somebody's feelings or not, tell them and be honest with them.
Yep.
You know,
Well,
that's where I'm ahead.
No, that makes sense. And I know you've talked on this a couple of different times, but I want to ask the question again for consistency, but it's around transparency. And it's you've already mentioned it, so I don't really have anything to add on this, but just how you plan to create more transparency around initiatives, decisions, spending, and more.
Well, there is programs that I know our county clerk is initiating on to where things will be more transparent. You'll be able to, the public should be able to see every penny that we spend. And they're working towards that. It's a great program, and it's going to make it easier also for the elected officials to keep track of their budgets and stuff. There just shouldn't be no gray area. You know, it's black and white. You know, there's no gray, and that's very important. And I think by recording the meetings, having it publicized, that instills trust in your elected officials, and it gives a little faith that, hey, they're not hiding nothing. They're trying to do the best they can. We are not perfect. Nobody is. We are going to make mistakes. We don't always make the best judgments. If we don't, we have to be open-minded. You know, I know that this is probably going to come out about me. It did when I first got into office, that I don't want to work with anybody. That's not true. That's the farthest thing from the truth. I'll work with anybody if you are right and you are out in the open, that you're not, it's not, if I feel that it's something that's not legit or a little shady, I'm going to tell you, and I'm not going to agree with it. When I see three county commissioners up there, I want three different visions come together for the best thing for the county. That's what's important. Yep. To not just be a yes man, to agree to, okay, my buddy, he agreed to this project for me, I'm going to agree to this for him. It's not going to happen. That shouldn't happen. It should be the main goal, what is best for the county. Because I'm telling you, we run the tax office. People are not happy when they pay their taxes. They want to know where this money goes.
Sure.
Don't blame them. You know, that's the reason I tell my officers there in the tax office, be nice to these people. I don't like to pay taxes, but it's something we all have to do to run this county.
Yeah.
Be honest up front. And let them know that their tax dollars are being watched. We are conservative. We're not just wasting money on projects and stuff. That everything we do has to be for the best thing for the citizens of this county.
Yep, that's great.
So future development.
Yep, that makes sense. So we got two more questions, Terry, as we wrap up here. The first one is, what are you most grateful for about Taylor County, West Virginia, our community? What makes you most grateful for our community?
Understanding. You know, it's when I went in office as a sheriff, I did not wear a uniform because I didn't believe just because someone's in a uniform made them a good person or a good officer. My goal was to work hard, do the best job I could possibly do, and that would get me reelected. If it didn't, then it wasn't meant to be. Same thing with county commissioner. I will work hard and give it everything I've got. I've had, and maybe I shouldn't mention it, but I will. I went above and beyond with the office of sheriff to the point I've had different people that has come to my house to take my life. There's nothing worse than having headquarters at 9 o'clock at night telling you somebody's trying to shoot you through your window right now, that we've got officers on the way. Not a good feeling, but I don't regret anything I've had to do. I just want to see the county stay safe. I want to see the next sheriff continue with the efforts that we've done, the fight on drugs and corruption, and the support of the voters that put me back in and give me another 4 years to keep things on track.
Well, with that said, then, well, with that said, you know, as customary in this program, we give the candidate the last word. So what is it you'd like to the voters to know as we conclude the interview here today?
Well, I've got things that I've got to finalize here over the next few months as a sheriff. I will not be out to everybody's house knocking on your door. I respect your privacy. It's not that I do not want your vote. I do want your support. But I still have a job to do. And this job that I'm in right now takes more than 8 hours a day. And so I'll still be out there being your sheriff, not knocking on doors, but kicking a few down. And that's where I'm at. I will work till December the 31st as a sheriff and do everything I can do to keep fighting the fight on drugs. Whoever gets sheriff, I will work with them and try to have a smooth transition. And I want to thank you. I want to thank the taxpayers of this county that has supported me. And even with negative stuff out there, they've supported me and come to you. And there's nothing better than you're standing on the street somewhere and somebody come by and they don't say much. All they get is say, you're doing a good job. That means a lot.
All right, Terry Austin, running for county commission here in Taylor County. Terry, thanks for coming on the program, and good luck with the election.
Hey, thanks a lot there. Thank you.